The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. As our brother Tony has died with the Lord, so may he live with him in glory.
The opening song is number 548, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, number 548.
Let us pray. O God, whose nature is always to forgive and to show mercy, we humbly implore you for your servant Tony, whom you have called to journey to you. And since he hoped and believed in you, grant that he may be led to our true homeland to delight in its everlasting joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings from Sacred Scripture.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations. My soul is deprived of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. I tell myself my future is lost. All that I hope for from the Lord. The thought of my homeless poverty is wormwood and gall. Remembering it over and over leaves my soul downcast within me. But I will call this to mind as my reason to have hope. The favors of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercies are not spent. They are renewed each morning. So great is his faithfulness. My portion is the Lord, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Good is the Lord to one who waits for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good to hope in silence for the saving help of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Gracious is the Lord and just. Yes, our God is merciful. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord keeps the little ones. I was brought low when he saved me. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I believed when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, no man is dependable. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. You have loosed my bonds. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we will all be changed in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For that which is corruptible must clothe itself first with incorruptibility, and that which is mortal must clothe itself with immortality. And when this which is corruptible clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus arrived in Bethany, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A special word to you, Sharon, Tony's beloved wife of 58 years, Jeff and Julie and Lisa, Deborah and James, Courtney, Maddie and Julie, to nieces and nephews and friends and colleagues all gathered here on behalf of the Cathedral Parish, which was dear to Tony and to whom we are grateful, for whom we are grateful. And on behalf of the Knights of Columbus, our sincerest condolences and warmest sympathies on the pain that you're experiencing right now at this loss and the absence, but know that it's temporary. Time will heal, but even beyond healing, the promises of Jesus Christ are real, and we believe in them. You knew Tony to be a good and faithful man. I knew him in my time here for that smile, and so dutiful was his service. It's not lost on me that today is Thursday, and Thursday is cleaning day, and how many hours he spent. And it's fitting that we're here on a Thursday to honor him and to send our prayers to him and with him on this final journey. Father Stephen sends his condolences as well, the associate here. He was with Tony about a week before he passed, and I think he had been fading. And he was there to bring him the sacraments, just to give him that strength for the journey. You knew Tony to be a faithful man. And he died on the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th. Good men. But they were good men who were still in need of a Savior. And so when Father Stephen was there bringing the anointing and all the gifts and graces of the sacraments, he recounted to me that Tony was fading and wasn't fully aware of what was going on until he anointed him. And then he became fully aware. And he looked Father Stephen in the face and he said, "Do you still play the accordion?" He said, "I remember from Spirit Fest, our block party, that you were playing the accordion." And they had a smile and a chuckle. And then he went back and faded. He had this moment of clarity, and it touched Father Stephen's heart dearly, and it shows the power of the sacraments, that he could have that embrace, that wonderful moment, and then before fading off and then eventually going to his Lord. The Gospel recounts this beautiful story of Martha, who professed faith. I know he'll rise, my brother Lazarus, in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said these powerful words, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And we're here today to profess that faith, to honor Tony who lived that faith, and to offer all of our hope and assurances to one another that that's true. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. That means Tony's alive. He's alive. He's not really dead. He's alive, and through the grace of the sacraments, bolstered by his faith and what Jesus has done for him, we can say and believe and profess with great confidence, Tony is alive and well. Whoever believes in me, Jesus says, even if he dies, will live. Do you believe this? He asked Martha. Yes, Lord. And Tony could say when he met Jesus on June 29th, do you believe this? And Tony could confidently say to Jesus when he met him, which we all will, yes, Lord, I believe. Then you will live. Our prayers are with you. But let this be a moment of great hope, of bolstering of faith, that we have another reason to want to be in heaven, to see him again, to hug and hold the laugh, and so I can see that smile again. That's worth living for and dying for heaven. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Jesus, thank you for the gift of faith which you gave Tony, which gave so much to the world, to this family. Increase our faith in you today. God bless you. Please stand as we continue to pray, sending our brother home, and to pray for one another in this moment of difficulty. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his.
For Tony, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he may now be admitted into the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our brother who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Tony need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all of our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, hear the prayers of the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and the voices of your people whose lives were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the sins of all who sleep in Christ and grant them, and especially Tony, a place in your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated as the altar is prepared.
The offertory song is Amazing Grace, number 680. Amazing Grace, number 680.
Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. As we humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Tony, we beseech your mercy that he who did not doubt your son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the salvation of the world, the life of the human race, the resurrection of the dead. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Please kneel or be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come, again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant, Tony, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. In just a moment, Holy Communion will be distributed to Catholics who are prepared to receive Jesus in this way today. All others may remain in your pews or come forward for a blessing. Just indicate by crossing your arms in front of your chest. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion song is number 786. I receive the living God, number 786.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I am the bread needed, Lord, to give you life. You who will partake in me need not ever fear to die. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the way, and my Father longs for you. So I come to bring you home, to be one with him anew. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the truth. If you follow close to me, you will know me in your heart, and my word shall make you free. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the life, far from whom nothing can grow. But receive this living bread, and my spirit you shall know. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Only this I want, but to know the Lord and to bear his cross, so to wear the crown he wore. Oh, but this is loss, worthless refuse to me. For to gain the Lord is to gain all I need. Only this I want, but to know the Lord and to bear his cross, so to wear the crown he wore. I will run the race, I will fight the good fight, so to win the prize of the kingdom of my Lord. Only this I want, but to know the Lord and to bear his cross, so to wear the crown he wore.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son left us in the sacrament of his body food for the journey, mercifully grant that, strengthened by it, our brother Tony may come to the eternal table of Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. On Sharon's behalf and that of Tony's family, thank you for your presence here. Your love and prayers and support are greatly appreciated. We will proceed immediately after this final commendation to St. Mary's Cemetery for the interment. And then you all are welcome back here in the lower level for a reception and a time with the family. If you're not able to take the journey with us to the cemetery, feel free to make your way downstairs and wait for the family to arrive. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Tony, and now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see Tony again and enjoy his friendship. Although this congregation will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of his kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ.
The song of farewell is number 134, number 134.
Angels of the Lord,
breathe
in his souls,
holy
ones,
breathe
in
him now to God. Most
High, make us who called you take you home, and angels need you to. Sent him now to God Most High.
Give him
eternal rest, O Lord. May light unending shine on him. Receive his soul, O Holy One. To God Most High, I know that my Redeemer lives. The last day I shall rise again. Receive his soul, O Holy Ones. Present him now.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Tony in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Tony in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us to remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brother forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the sure hope of the resurrection, we take leave of our brother. Let us go in peace.
The closing song is How Great Thou Art, number 614. How Great Thou Art.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power above. then sing.